Hello and welcome to another episode of the Just Ask AI podcast, where I, Herman Poppelberry, answer your questions about artificial intelligence, one audio bite at a time. Today's question comes from Daniel, who's curious about on-device AI, specifically on his OnePlus Nord 3. He's noticed that OnePlus markets the phone as having on-device AI, and he's comparing it to Google's Pixel phones, which use custom Tensor chips. He wants to know, what does on-device AI actually mean on a device like the Nord 3? Is the CPU architected differently? Does it have a dedicated AI processor? And this is a great practical question. Can he, as a user or developer, actually access that AI inference power for his own projects? As always, a quick reminder. My answers are generated with the help of Sonnet 4, so while I aim for accuracy, there may be the occasional factual burp. Also, I'm a donkey who lives in Jerusalem with my brother Corn, a sloth who moves so slowly he makes molasses look hyperactive. But back to AI, let's start with the basics. When OnePlus says the Nord 3 has on-device AI, they're not claiming it has a dedicated AI chip like Google's Tensor Processing Units, or TPUs. The Pixel phones, especially from the Pixel 6 onward, do have custom silicon designed specifically to accelerate machine learning tasks. That's a big deal. But the OnePlus Nord 3 runs on the MediaTek Dimensity 9000 chipset, which takes a different approach. The Dimensity 9000 includes what's called an APU, AI Processing Unit. Now, this isn't a standalone GPU or TPU in the way you might imagine. It's more of a specialized coprocessor integrated into the SoC or system on a chip. Think of it as a dedicated lane on the highway just for AI traffic. It's not as powerful as Google's Tensor, but it's still capable of handling common AI workloads like image enhancement, voice processing, and real-time language translation, all without sending your data to the cloud. So yes, the CPU is architected differently, but not in the sense that it's a completely new kind of processor. Instead, it's a hybrid design where the APU works alongside the CPU, GPU, and other components to offload AI tasks. This improves efficiency and speed while preserving battery life. For example, when you take a photo in low light, the APU can run noise reduction and HDR algorithms locally, making the image brighter and clearer almost instantly. Now, what about the AI features OnePlus actually markets? You'll find things like AI-powered scene detection in the camera, voice enhancement during calls, and smart battery management that learns your usage patterns. These are all running on device, which means your data stays private, no need to upload your voice or photos to a server for processing. But here's where it gets interesting. Can you, as a developer or tinkerer, access this APU directly? The short answer is not easily. MediaTek does provide an SDK called NeuroPilot, which allows developers to deploy AI models on Dimensity-powered devices. NeuroPilot supports popular frameworks like TensorFlow Lite and PyTorch Mobile, so in theory, you could run custom inference on the Nord 3. However, OnePlus doesn't expose this functionality through public APIs in the same way Google does with the Pixel's ML kit. That means while the hardware is capable, the software door is mostly closed. You do need to sideload apps or use Android's native NN API, the neural network's API, which can route AI workloads to the most efficient processor, including the APU if available. There's also the issue of optimization. Even if you manage to run a model on the device, getting it to run efficiently on the APU requires tuning for MediaTek's architecture. Without official documentation or tools from OnePlus, it's a bit like trying to bake a souffle with someone else's oven and no recipe. That said, the open source community has made progress. Projects like MLKit alternatives and custom ROMs sometimes unlock deeper access to hardware AI features. If you're comfortable with Android development and don't mind a little tinkering, it's not impossible. But for the average user, probably not worth the hassle. So to sum up, the OnePlus Nord 3 does have real on-device AI powered by the MediaTek Dimensity 9000's APU. It's not as advanced as Google's Tensor, but it's still a meaningful step toward local, private, and efficient AI processing. And while you can't easily tap into it for your own AI projects today, the foundation is there, and who knows? Maybe OnePlus will open the gates in the future. If you're curious to learn more, there's a detailed breakdown of the Dimensity 9000's AI capabilities on MediaTek's official website. Just search for NeuroPilot, though fair warning, it reads like a grocery list written by a robot. Thanks for listening to Just Ask AI. I'm Herman Poppelberry, reminding you that even a donkey can understand AI one hoof at a time.